grant request that we had floated over from this morning. Hey, Mr. Baker, you gonna do those?
Yeah.
First one is...
First one is Indian River Odyssey, the Mind Teams, and that's five Indian River School District teams were named champions at the state level for the Odyssey of the Mind program, and they are traveling to Iowa State University to compete in the national competition there.
They did that last year, didn't they, Mr. Cole, Mr. Phillips, yeah, Mr. Jones?
Last year we did 1,250, 750, Mr. Phillips, and 125 from everyone else.
Well, all this year.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay.
Motion for Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to give, what is it, 250? For who?
Total of 1,250, 750, Mr. Phillips, and 125 from the other four.
750
for second. I'll say that again.
Yeah. Motion second. Let's go. Come on, I'm in a hurry.
Does he talk to me?
No. Council Matic.
Is there an individual that's...
It's just not for an individual, whole team.
No, it's the five teams from Indian River School District.
Interested.
Five from Indian River?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Duke?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, the next one's Delaware Foundation reaching citizens with cognitive disabilities, and this is for the Blue Gold All-Star Game, and it provides funds to benefit citizens with cognitive disabilities. Last year, we gave $50 each, $250.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Phillips to give Delaware Foundation reaching citizens, which is a Blue Gold football game, $250 from each individual. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Let the record show, Mr. Jones stepped out of the room. Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
Sorry, did you say
250
each?
What
did
you say?
No, 50. 50 each. Oh, 50, yeah. Sorry. Motion passed at
250. And then the next is Laurel Middle School for a trip for eight business students to travel to Orlando to compete in national level at the Business Professionals of America National Leadership Conference.
I'll do that.
Do you like 150 each? 150 each, yes. Mr. Dukes, Mr. Phillips.
I'm out of money.
How much?
150 each, Dukes, Phillips.
$150 each from Mr. Dukes, Mr. Phillips. So, like account, try to cancel my grant account. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Let the record show, Mr. Jones still out of the room. Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
Next is Bethany Beach 4th of July Parade Committee. A year ago, $750 from Mr. Cole, but it's a...
Well, we're cutting back this year because I'm about
broke. Ah.
Yeah, I hate to say it, gentlemen. You clean me out. I'm going to give them $250.
Oh.
And it might be a fireworks display and be a little shy. You want to lend me some money?
If I'm going to make a mistake,
you want to lend me some money?
No.
Okay, then be quiet.
I'm just saying,
you want to give me some money?
Bad mouth, Mr.
You want to give me some money?
Mr. Deuce last week for being chingy with their fireworks.
$550 left.
Approximately.
Well, I got another one to give and I'll be gone.
I'll second his motion.
Yeah, I'm done.
He's
told me already I got to
watch. Hold second, Mr. Deuce, give $250.
Watch my spending habits.
To the Bethany Beach 4th of July Committee for the 2006 parade. Mr. Cole?
$250, yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Yes. City of Rehoboth.
Then the next one's City of Rehoboth. Save Our Lakes Alliance will host a workshop on lakes preservation, and they've asked for $150 towards cost.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips, to give $150 Mr. Cole's council money grant funding to City of Rehoboth, Save Our Lakes Alliance, Lakes Preservation Workshop, $150. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Lance, Mr. Picker.
The next one's Indian River School District for the to help assist the Delaware Quick Chicks, who will represent Delaware at the Huntsman World Senior Games in Utah in October. The Indian River School District Adult Education Division was going to sponsor the program.
Motion, Mr.
Mr. Phillips, you want to do, like, I don't know. I don't have much money.
$100 from Cole, $100 from Phillips.
Okay.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Phillips.
Yeah.
To give $100 from each councilman to grant funding for the benefit of Friends of Southern South Coastal Library. Question, Mr. Cole.
Any River School.
Can't imagine how painful this is for a politician to be out of money.
This is Any River School District.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yeah.
Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
I vote yes.
The last is Beach at Bay Cottage Tour as a benefit to the Friends of the South Coastal Library.
Could you tell me how much I got left? Real quick.
$3.98.
About $2.50.
Huh?
Around $2.50.
Well, let's do the $2.50 then.
Okay.
I'll do $2.50.
Second.
That's only April.
It's only April.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Dukes, to give $250 from this council money grant funding.
That's up to you. You gave $2.50 last year.
I give $2.50 as
well. Because you kept pulling me into these group things.
Now we have $2.50 for Mr. Cole, $2.50 for Mr. Phillips for the Beach and Bay Cottage Tour. Questions? Mr. Cole?
You keep tapping into it.
You got it right now?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I voted yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Baker, before you leave,
I don't know whether to thank
you. Okay, this time, will any additional business be brought before council?
I got one question, gentlemen. We talked about the on the applications, and Mr. Griffin responded to a memo here. And I think that said that you were out of town, but you dictated it, about the LLCs and limited partnerships and identifying, and we could easily, you said the application currently used by planning zoning could be amended to require disclosures of all persons holding equity interest in in any artificial capacity or whatever, any whether the corporations or general partnerships, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. But in other words, it would identify the people, and you also made reference to where engineering firms have put their names on the application, which we shouldn't be doing. So could we, is there a consensus here to amend that application so that we don't accept from engineering firms, and that we also...
You currently can have an agent make the application, but you could expand the application that in those situations when they do have an agent, that the agent has to disclose.
Still disclosure. I'm just trying, yeah, I think disclosure is always in our best interest, so I think it's a... It'd be nice to start disclosing most other jurisdictions know who the applicant is as opposed to the little names.
You're concerned about determining, having enough information to decide if you have a conflict or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and I just think it's our responsibility to know who's up there. I mean, and we just...
Well, one way to do it would be, you know, if there's...
And even yourself, I mean, because today you had conflict. So, I mean, I think everybody needs to know it's in all our best interest to know and disclose. And I don't think it hurts a soul. And if anybody's afraid to disclose, then they shouldn't be there.
I'd like to ask Shane whether, when it's a pending contract of sale, do you all actually get them to give you a copy of the contract of sale?
We have a copy of the contract or a copy of the deed, yes.
But that usually would just show the name of it. If it's an artificial entity like an LLC, it wouldn't give the individuals.
No, yeah. Just say the LLC.
What does that do for
the... Well, the original question for Mr. Cole was whether we could get the information from the State Corporation Department. My response was, if you really want the information, there's no need to require you to pay money to get it from the state,
right.
And it's going to be fairly limited anyway. Just make the applicant
right.
Set forth what they need
sure,
to
they disclose it. Then it doesn't cost a penny.
But if we are dealing with land use issues and wanting the name of all the LLC participants on there, are we turning it in then to something other than what it's supposed to be?
No, Dale. I think it behooves us to disclose, and you never get in trouble disclosing. So I think it just shows that we're more open, and it's and I think the public out there deserves to know who's who, and you still deal with it as a land use issue, but we will know. Because Mr. Griffin's law firm represents a lot of developers. All of us sometimes don't know who's involved in these members.
We represent the developers in municipal actions. We don't do any county things. The situation today.
Well, okay, but you provide settlements for a lot of the big developers in the area and do things like that.
I do, but if they have a county application, we don't handle that.
Well, I understand. I'm just saying, but there's some conflicts out there. And I mean, if you're concerned about it, speak up, because I think it doesn't look good if we are concerned about knowing who's in front of us. I think we should know.
He's looking for a consensus.
So I'm looking for a consensus.
Looking for a consensus.
Should we amend it so that we disclose who's on the application? I think it's something we should be doing.
Do anything to you, Shane?
We could just require it by on a piece of paper.
Yeah, I'm looking for consensus and we've got a long afternoon.
Well, the primary reason to do it if you do it is so you'll know whether you have a conflict on a particular application.
That's one of the reasons, but it's just good to know who's in front of us.
I think Dale's concern is that it'll turn into a personality conflict.
What is your concern? Dale's shared his. Now, do you have any concerns?
I really don't either way. I think that the system's been working as it is. If there's a conflict, then people bring it to our attention. If there's not, we are supposed to focus on the land use issue, not on personalities. And it seems like to me that you're more interested in, you know, demonizing individuals and looking at the merits of the application.
I haven't said that, but anyway, Mr. Jones, would you please share some of your thoughts on it, please? Which we got to go one way or the other today. We're trying to get a consensus.
I don't have a strong feeling, Mr. Cole. I hope you don't think that.
No, I'm just asking for consensus. Being middle of the road doesn't get a consensus. If you don't say anything, that means, I guess, that's equivalent of a no. So that means you're taking a no position.
And come back to him.
Yeah, I haven't even read.
There's nothing to read. It's just, do we want to do that? It's just good policy. It's good government, guys. It's good. It's good government.
Where'd you get the letter from?
Right here, Mr.
Well, it was noted that everybody should get a copy.
Everybody got a copy of this. You guys got to read your mail.
Maybe you didn't.
Oh, get that.
Yeah. You know, been on vacation? No, you want to share my copy? Right, please. Please return this.
You'll lose it before you get it down.
Make sure he gets a copy.
Other business next week.
I haven't had a copy of it either. I'd like to read it.
Give Dale a copy.
All right, with that, we're going to move on.
They only deliver mail to me.
Is Dan Kramer in the room for his weekly report?
He left. We have one ordinance.
He did one to each one of you.
One ordinance introduced.
Okay, do we have any ordinances introduced?
You boys, I'll tell you, just...
Let's get
is that, now let me ask, is that going to be on... Did you say, Mr. President?
Other business next week, we'll bring it right back up again.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Griffin.
We have one ordinance introduced. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an amendment to conditions of approval of conditional use 1314 for a micronutrient plant with related truck entrance and rail spur for processing and handling of poultry litter to be located in a certain parcel of land in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 228.88 acres. It's Purdue Farms Agri Recycle LLC.
I'll introduce it. Okay. Mr. Kramer, are you in the room? Mr. Kramer, not in the room. With that, we'll move on to... public hearing this afternoon. We have three, and we have Shane Abbott sitting in for Lawrence Lank, and I'll let Mr. Griffith explain to you how we're going to conduct these public hearings, and let's move forward.
When council holds public hearings on zoning matters, they're legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearing to decide whether or not to adopt an ordinance that amends the comprehensive zoning map. After each application is announced, we will have Shane Abbott tell you what happened at the commission level, whether they approved it, denied it, or deferred it. If the commission deferred, then council will also defer. If commission made a recommendation either for or against, then council can go ahead and take action if they choose to do so. After Mr. Abbott has told us what happened at the commission level, the applicant will be called forward and given an opportunity to explain their application and provide reasons why they would like council to approve the application. When your application is called, if you're the representative, you need to come forward, stand at the podium, state your name and address before you give your reasons. Councilmen can also ask you questions regarding your reasons for wanting the application approved. After the applicant has spoken, if there's anyone else here who wishes to speak in favor, they're given a chance to speak. If there's anyone who is in opposition, they're also given a chance to speak. After both sides are heard, then it goes, we basically terminate the public hearing, and then council decides whether they want to take action or defer their decision. If you have a cell phone or a pager, please turn it off or turn it to silent service. Does anyone have any questions regarding the procedure?
Okay.
Thank you. The first application is conditional use 1646 Carolyn Da Silva. Mr. Abbott.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small business selling antiques and gifts to be located on a certain parcel of land, line, and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 1.49 acres more or less, located south of Route 18, 300 feet east of Road 521.